This is Warrior Sound Live.
Here comes Curry. Step back off the dribble three. Are you kidding me?
Here's Lawrence Scott.
Thank you for joining us. Our flashback segments continue here on Warrior Sound, and in moments we'll be joined by Connor Letourneau of the San Francisco Chronicle, who recently spoke with Bob Myers for a feature article taking a look back at the UCLA team that Bob played on, crowned as national champs 25 years ago. That in a bit, but first, a listen back to the 2015 Western Conference Finals Game 5 against Houston, a win propelling the Warriors into the NBA Finals. This, our Warriors TV recap from that night at Oracle Arena, where you'll hear from Stephen Curry, Coach Kerr, and Harrison Barnes. This amazing season is now headed one stage further in the playoffs. The Warriors will next host the NBA Finals here at Oracle Arena, and the celebration on Warriors ground tonight after Game 5, one of the biggest yet. And still, there is much more to accomplish on the horizon, with the Warriors hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 1 of the NBA Finals on Thursday, June 4th. And this game was one to savor as the Warriors take the Western Conference crown, beating Houston in 5 games. And we start with Stephen Curry at the podium with his daughter, Riley.
I'm very, very proud and happy how we played tonight. You know, everybody on the court produced, made plays. The guys in here before me, HB, can't say enough about his performance tonight on both ends of the floor, stepping up in big moments. And it's just a proud moment for, I think, everybody in the Bay Area, just to be 4 wins away from you know, our goal. And that's a special feeling. We got to take
Dada
a week.
Help me.
Okay.
Help me.
Take a week off to get ready and get our minds right and our game plan right for how we're going to beat Cleveland. And I'm excited about it.
And Steph was outstanding with a game-high 26 points to go with 8 rebounds and 6 assists. Harrison Barnes, tremendous. A 24-point explosion from Harrison. And Klay Thompson had a 20-point evening with 4 trays. The game got rough, but the Warriors kept their composure. And next up, LeBron James and the Cavaliers after taking this series by winning Game 5, 104-90, the final.
You know, to get to the finals, first time in 40 years for the Warriors, it's more than relief. It's joy, and our players are feeling it. I know our fans are. I'm happy for everybody, especially our fans. I mean, 40 years is a long time.
It was special. I mean, obviously, you know, we want to take care of business in Game 4, but you know, for a lot of us, you know, we've only closed out a series in Oracle once, and that was, you know, the Denver series my rookie year. So to be able to do it, you know, here in front of these great fans that, you know, deserve so much, and to be able to advance to the finals, I mean, that's it was a perfect night for us.
This, now the sounds from the ABC telecast where Klay Thompson was interviewed afterward on the court.
Series only went 5 games, but a hard-fought 5 games. A lot of great stories within this series. Great play. Give this Warrior team credit. The best team all season long and looking to finish the deal.
Let's check in with Doris Burke.
Klay, it looked early in this game like the nerves were setting in. What is it like trying to manage a game when you know an NBA Finals is at stake?
We were all nervous and anxious. I've never been so excited to come to the arena in my life today. Man, I want to be out there so bad. I didn't play that small with the fouls, but I'm so proud of how these guys finished. It was special to see, and we deserve to celebrate tonight, but we still got unfinished business, and it's been a long time coming for the Bay Area.
Despite the fouls, you seem to have found your offense over the last couple of games. How did you do that?
Staying patient. I never let missed shots, you know, deter me from what I'm good at, and I'm just proud of everybody on this team, this organization. You know, like I said, we deserve to celebrate this tonight. You know, get on rest, and man, can't wait for next week.
So from 2015, the flashbacks now continue to the title team that Bob Myers was a part of in 1995. Warriors beat writer Connor Letourneau from the San Francisco Chronicle taking a flashback as well to the 25th anniversary of UCLA winning the national championship. It was a Final Four that was in Seattle at the Kingdome, and when you think back to what that means and why we're talking about it, it's because Warriors President of Basketball Operations Bob Myers was on that team. And Connor, when you did the research to look into this 25-year anniversary flashback and you talked with Bob, what were some of your takeaways?
Yeah, to me, the interesting thing about it is Bob barely played on that team. You know, he was the end of the bench, the only walk-on on that team. He was the guy, and I'm sure, you know, you remember from your college experience, and everyone kind of had these people on their college teams, who was the last guy on the bench, and the student section would cheer in a blowout game because they wanted to see him get off the bench and nail a three-pointer, right? So he was that guy on that team. But even though he barely played, it was a foundational experience for him in terms of learning what a winning culture looks like, learning kind of, you know, how role players should be, learning what a leader on a winning team should look like. And those are all things that educated him in terms of when he finally became general manager of the Warriors, you know, when he was trying to build a dynastic team, which he did.
You know, you think about that role that you're talking about at Arizona, back when Steve Kerr was a star for the Wildcats. Those guys were known as the Gumbies, and one of them, Warriors assistant coach Bruce Frazier. And yes, of course, the fans love that player on the team, because when they shine, it feels like everybody shines. So when you think of what Bob was saying about that time period with the UCLA team and what he has brought forward, what were the things that you kind of learned about what Bob thought were learnable lessons from playing under Coach Herrick and also working closely with, at the time, Steve Lavin?
Yeah, one of the things that stood out to me from our conversation was he talked about a time his freshman year when they were upset in the first round of the NCAA tournament, and during halftime of that game, Ed O'Bannon, the star player on that team, came into the locker room and was throwing things around and screaming. And it just showed Bob, who was a complete newbie months before that, you know, didn't even think he'd be playing college basketball. It just showed him how much you have to want it to be great. And he talked about that memory as if it had happened yesterday. It obviously was seared into his brain. And he said that he felt like that loss in the NCAA tournament was what fueled their championship run the following year. And he felt like ever since that moment with Ed O'Bannon that they were going to win the title the following year. And, you know, it kind of reminded me of things we've heard about Draymond Green, you know, Draymond Green in the locker room at halftime at times. And I think that is kind of a common thread with any championship caliber team at any level, is you need to have your leaders be the ones who want it the most. And I guess Ed O'Bannon was that for that UCLA team.
You know, and a couple of those guys, actually a reasonable handful of them, went on to play in the NBA. Of course, from that tournament, folks remember Tyus Edney and racing in 4.8 seconds in Boise, Idaho on an inbound pass. They're facing Missouri, and he just like goes coast to coast with this inbound pass. I mean, it was so fast, the way that he scored. It shocked Missouri, who weren't up and pressing at all. Did Bob talk about the thing that in that tournament help them propel themselves to Seattle for the Final Four? And it certainly was getting past Missouri in that game. What was the second game of the tournament for UCLA?
Yeah, he talked a little bit about that game. And, you know, for him, he was kind of experiencing it like we all were experiencing it, and that he was basically a bystander. You know, he was on the bench rooting for his team. You know, one thing that was interesting was, after they won the title, the Sports Illustrated cover the next week was Tyus Edney being lifted, and Bob Myers was on the Sports Illustrated cover lifting Tyus Edney, and I asked him about that, and I asked him if he kept the Sports Illustrated article, and he said he had it around somewhere, but he reminded me, Connor, it was just my forearms on the cover, you know, and he thought that was kind of, you couldn't actually see his face because he was blocked by Edney, but he felt like it kind of spoke to his role on the team, like that nameless, faceless guy who He was just kind of in the background.
Now we've seen, since that championship with UCLA, a variety of coaches coming through. And we're talking with Connor Letourneau of the San Francisco Chronicle as he's been chronicling stories with the NBA in hiatus right now. Some off-the-court stories, some flashback stories. One of them, Bob Myers, part of the 25th anniversary UCLA National Championship team. And the article in the paper will be out on Friday, April the 3rd, online edition available on April the 2nd at SF Gate. But Connor, you're also doing other work right now and following the Warriors like you did all during the season as the beat writer. And we'll ask you about some of these other things you've been doing. But I think too, what the UCLA program has kind of evolved into right now, we're seeing Mick Cronin as their head coach, having come over from Cincinnati, where he was the coach of Jacob Evans and the rest of the Bobcats there, taking on your Wichita State Shockers, Connor, in the American Athletic Conference. But the spirit around UCLA, I mean, they've sent a lot of players to the pros, but when we go over for practices and the media and everyone is covering the Warriors when they're in Los Angeles taking on either the Lakers or the Clippers, we've been at the Mo Osteen Center, and you can feel it's a bit of a rejuvenation taking place there, and they still kind of lean on that 25-year national championship experience is kind of like, hey, look, this is what can happen here.
Yeah, and they've had some good teams since then. A bunch of good NBA players have gone through there since then. But you know, I think that those Ed O'Bannon years are definitely a golden era. Obviously, the Bill Walton, the Lou Alcindor years. There's so much history. There's so much history there with John Wooden and everything. And you know, even Steve Kerr, I know, grew up, even though he went to another Pac-10 school in Arizona, he grew up a diehard UCLA fan. So UCLA was a pretty key program for the Warriors in some ways. And Kevon Looney went there. Let's not forget that either.
Exactly. And as you look at what you're doing now to spend some time to readjust here as the Warriors beat writer for the Chronicle, Warriors games not being played means you are transitioning a bit with the kind of coverage you're doing. What are some of the things you're working on? What are some of the things you're looking toward as we continue some of the stories here as we wait for the NBA to get back to action?
Yeah, so I think a lot of people assume that I'm just kind of hanging out because the NBA isn't happening right now. But I work for a newspaper. You know, we still have to fill that print edition. We still have to have content. So I'm trying to get creative and finding different things to write. You know, I've written almost every day about the Warriors, and I've actually expanded my scope a little bit to write about some non-Warriors things, which has been kind of fun. I'm doing a bigger profile on Jalen Green, who's the number one basketball recruit in the country. And could be the number one pick in the draft next year. So just kind of mixing it up a little bit. But, you know, some of my colleagues have moved over to news to help out with coronavirus coverage, but I've been asked to stick on sports. So it's been actually kind of fun, but, you know, you got to get creative when you can't actually go meet people and you have to just do everything over the phone.
Connor, thank you as always. I know you've done some podcasting yourself, a show recently with Wes Goldberg, who does beat writing for the Warriors for the Bay Area News Group. And do check out Connor's podcast work as we do thank you very much for taking the time to join us here on Warrior Sound. Thank you so much, Connor.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And we wrap things up with more from Game 5 of the 2015 Western Conference Finals and the series win over the Rockets, taking the Warriors into the finals against the Cavs, as Tim Roy shares the call on the Warriors Radio Network. Thanks so much for joining us.
Azeli gets the inbound from Curry, swings it out to Iguodala. Curry off an Azeli screen. Good take. Step back. Three on the way. Got it! Oh, that was just sick. The way he moved. So Ariza curls off a screen, bounce pass to traffic, knocked away, picked up by Klay Thompson. Eighth Rocket turnover, lead out Barnes to one step to the rim, and he dunked it down. Second dunk of the half for Harrison. Ariza curls off a pick, goes into traffic, stole it away. Iguodala comes out of it, he'll lead a two-on-two, goes right to the rim, layup no good, tip home by Barnes. Harrison Barnes has 6 points, and the Warriors lead by five. Iguodala behind the back dribble, met by Harden and Terry. Finds Thompson, fires away, knocks down a three from the left wing. His third straight triple, and it's 30-24. Golden State with the bucket. Now a turnover at the other end. It's Jennifer Howard, and the Warriors will get it right back. That's the 10th Rockets turnover, and I don't have to tell you what it's like here at Oracle. Terry, the Harden streaking down the rim, goes up, and he dunks it with the left hand.
It's become a dunk-a-palooza here in the last couple minutes.
36-34 now. The Golden State lead is 2. Harden, crossover to the right hand, to the foul line. Bounce pass down to Smith. Layup blocked by Bogut. Bogut gets it over to Curry. Curry in transition. Waits, looks for help. Hand off to Draymond trailing. Back to Steph. Steph will fire away. It's a 3, and it's good! Warriors have pushed it to an 8-point lead.
Just the crowd, you know, just trying to play in a crowd. I think trying to do a little bit too much and you know, turn the basketball over and gave them easy opportunities to transition. You know, it is what it is.
Barbosa trapped in the baseline, rotates out to Barnes, over to Draymond Green. Deep three, straight on, spins off the rim. Azili with a putback, and a thunder dunk with a right hand. Curry guarded by Ariza. 1 minute to go before halftime. Warriors up 5. Curry off a screen. Rotates to Barbosa. Full head of steam down the lane. Over the shoulder pass. Azili spins. Goes up over Howard. It's on the rim. It rolls in. Azili with a spin move and a right hand flip. Harden hits the first free throw. The second one pops out. Rebound goes to Draymond Green. 50. Now a turnover and a bad pass. Ariza gets it. Goes up. And Draymond fouls him. Ariza scores. And the Warriors compound the mistake. And Ariza has a chance to make it a 1-point game. Howard the rebound, Harden gets the outlet, swings to Ariza. Ariza drives by Draymond, gets to the rim, blocked by Bogut! Bogut came from behind and knocked it away! Rebound knocked away from Howard by Iguodala, picked up by Curry. Curry ahead, goes to Iguodala, hand off Barbosa, layup good! Beautiful fast break by Golden State.
Absolutely right, Tim. Boom, 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 bucket. Just pass it. Keep the ball moving on the break.
They were a tough out, and other than game 3, you know, every game was brutally difficult for us.
Draymond Green gets the ball, looks for a cutter, waits for Curry, who pops out, gets the ball, left side three, quick release, splash! 72-65, Curry's got 19. Harden to midcourt, waits for Jones. Screen set, drifting left with the dribble. Iguodala guarding him again, knocked it away. Ball to Draymond. Iguodala's got a fast break. Andre flies in and a two-hand slam gives Golden State a 9-point lead. Iguodala gets the ball middle. Bounce pass to Thompson, pass to Azili. One dribble, comes back to that right-hand flip and scores again.
Strong move.
Thompson with a dribble. Runs him through a Howard screen. Lost the ball. Picked up by Barnes to Iguodala to Thompson. 2-on-1. Clay to Andre. To the rack with the right hand. And the slam gives Golden State an 8-point lead.
That's the way you run the break.
Here's Curry behind the back. Splits traffic. His pass batted in the air. Grabbed by Azili. He gets a right hand dunk. An opportunistic play for Festus. The Warriors have outscored the Rockets. This jump shooting Warriors team. 42-28 in the paint.
I always think of Pat Riley's great quote, when you're coaching in the NBA, there's winning and there's misery. And he's right. Winning feels like a relief more than anything most of the time. But to get to the finals, first time in 40 years for the Warriors, it's more than relief. It's joy. And our players are feeling it. I know our fans are.
Curry waits, has his choice of screens, gets a nasty one from Azili, throws to Iguodala in the corner, skip to Draymond Green, he's open, launches a 3, topside, no good, Festus right there, slams it down with 2 hands. Azili's got 12 points. Ariza right side, 3, way too strong, Curry the rebound. Curry throws ahead to Barnes, breakaway slam, Harrison Barnes, the Warriors go back up by 12, 95-83. All the fourth quarter points so far for Golden State. Iguodala, Azili, and Barnes. Iguodala throws it. Curry gets the ball in the backcourt. Bodied up by Brewer. Curry, crossover right hand, crossover left hand, behind the back. Dribbles right sideline. Gets to the foul line. Leans in, shoots over Howard, and scores! Just kind of shoveled it up there, and it went in. Curry takes the inbounds. Hustles the ball in the front court, dribbling all the way. Avoiding Brewer. Brewer, now Terry. Curry dribbles in, leaves his feet, shoots on the go. Bank shot, no good. Tip by Draymond, it's good! Roll it in.
I mean, we want to win and bring a championship to the Bay Area. They've been so diehard fans for so long, and they deserve it. I was just talking to Draymond D. Lee
2 years ago, we were sitting on this court after a second-round loss to San Antonio, thanking them for the support. Fast forward 2 years later, we're four wins away from the goal, so this is pretty special.
The phrase you thought you would not hear in your lifetime. The Golden State Warriors are going to the NBA Finals. Horn sounds, final score, Warriors 104, Rockets 90. The Warriors are the NBA's Western Conference champions.
Been Warriors Sound Live.
Right side three. Got it!